Welcome to Shomar Shov and Nadav, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas Aram B'Yakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding it Sanhedrin, Daf Runches. The Gemara, in Amud Beis, towards the end, brings that Omar B'Chanino has soiter loyoy shel Yisrael, someone who hits the face of Yisrael, kilu soiter loyoy shel Shechina, as if he hits the Shechina. And then the Gemara says, Omar Shlokish, Magbiya Yodel Chavir, someone picks up his hand on his friend, even though he did not hit him, it's called a Rosho. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Dosan Avirum, Lama Take Rehecho. Doesn't say, Lama Hikiso, El Lama Take. You're about to hit, so already it's considered to be a Rosho. So the Maharal speaks about this Gemara in a few places. First of all, in Chidush HaGodos, he starts by saying that why, when someone hits a face of a Yid, it's considered to be hitting the Shechina? Because Adam is Nivro B'Tzelem Elohim, and the Ikar Tzelem Elohim is revealed in the face. So when you hit the face, you're hitting the Tzelem Elohim. Then Maharal explains why someone picks up his hand to hit his friend Nikar Rasha. So he says over here, he says, very short, he says, a Rasha is someone who has a Zroya Rama, as the Gemara says. So I pick him up his hand, it goes into the realm of Zroya Rama, so he's a Rasha. And does it explain more? In the Siva Soilom, Siva Vasreya Paragimel, the Maharal adds a little bit more. He says that a Rosho is someone a Yoitze min Hashivui Vatzedek, which means there is some structure the person needs to live his life. That's where he belongs to. That's his location. If a person goes out of there, so then he's considered to be a Rosho. Ein lecha Yitzia min HaYoysher kamozeh shemirim yodol chaveiroi. Why? That's his Rama. He's trying to overcome his friend. He's going out of his territory into the territory of his friend, and that's why he's a Rasha. In the Gvuras Hashem Pergutet, the Maharal adds another sentence. He says, Kein Rasha hakasho yoitze liyusra labriers. So meaning, you go out from your location to be bad. So by picking up his hand, he's going out to be bad. So the Maharal adds, why when he walks to hit his friend is that considered to be bad? He says, because he didn't start yet the bad. Many people walk. But picking up the hand, he's starting the process of bad. So he's going out of his location, of his structure, where he belongs, to hurt somebody else. That's a Rasha. And in the Siva Soilu Nesiva Tzedek, Paragimel, the Rasha adds, the definition of a Rasha is going out from his place into the Gvul of Chaveiroi. So you put this Maharal together, everything together. Rasha is someone who goes out of where he belongs to, goes into his friend's territory with the intention to hurt him. When a person is out of his territory with the intention to hurt his friend, he's a Rasha. And this Maharal answers a question, which many of the Achrayim discussed, and Binyan Yodah brings this question here as well. We know the rule is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Metzarav HaMachshav HaLamaisa. So someone who just intended to do something bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't count it. Here, L'chora, it says over here that someone who picks up his hand to hit his friend is already called a Rasha. Isn't he considered to be only a Machshava? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarav Machshava L'maisa? He just had a thought to hit his friend. But L'maisa, he didn't hit him. So if he didn't hit him, why is he considered to be already a Rasha? So the Ben Yonda says that really he hit in the end. It wasn't a Machshava only. He hit. But when he starts hitting, when he hits, when does the hitting start? The hit starts when he picked up his hand. That's the beginning. But other achronim bring that that's not considered to be only a machshava. He did a maise. He picked his hand on his friend. Machshava means he just thought to do, but he didn't do anything wrong. Here he really started doing something wrong. According to the Maharal, the wrong thing that he did is he went out of his territory to hurt his friend, even though maybe his friend wasn't hurt, even though he did not end his maise. But he already started a maisa, not only a machshava, started a maisa of going out of his location to cause damage to his friend. That is the definition of a rasha. And that's what the Gemara tells us over here. Someone who goes into the territory of his friend to hurt him is a rasha. And that's why only picking up the hand to hit his friend is already has the shame rasha. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.